views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Wren, aka Dave from LA. Just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show today. Today is August the 18th, 2016. It is a Thursday. We have a live show for you today. And looking forward to this show that we're going to bring to you, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Everyone, so listen, check this out. Very, very important, everyone, is that we support Black Talk Radio Network. So before we get going on today's live show, we need to talk about how you could do that. And we've been talking about that for a while. It is an ongoing campaign. Make sure that you are part of it. Make sure that you are doing your overall, doing what you can to ensure and doing your part to ensure that Black Talk Radio Network is going to be here in the future, especially for with the things that we're going to be going through going through relatively soon and what we're going through now. Very, very important. How can you do that? It's a financial energy that's important. You know, energy is the key to all in every form of life. Without energy, there is no life. Without energy, there is no life. Man will tell you the importance of time, which is something that's been made up by some subordinate beings other than the great creator, God Almighty, the great creator of all, instead of energy. Man wants you to focus on time because that way it's controlled, and energy is eternal. It's not controlled. Very, very important. So your financial energy will ensure that Black Talk Radio Network will be here for all of you and for your family and for our community and for all of those that we have yet not named to have an outlet in a medium of information that the demographics has been set up for you. So how do you do that? You can go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, and there you will be able to see right after the about there, you can see the crowdfunding campaign. That's crowdfunding black media. That's there. You can hit on that icon and then the overall crowdfunding campaign will come up, or you can go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com/crowdfunding digital black media/, and that will bring up the same crowdfunding campaign that you can donate right there by pressing the donate button from the website. So these are the ways, and this is how you can actually donate to the network, give some of your financial energy to ensure that it will be here. Number one, you can make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less. All contributions and donations are extremely appreciated. Doesn't matter the size. Has everything to do with the energy that you are giving to ensure that this network will be able to meet its needs, to be able to grow, be able to bring the information to you so that it will continue to bear good fruit. Now it's time for you to feed the roots. So for $24.99 or less, you can make a one-time contribution by way of on the website or by via PayPal or by sending a check or money order. Just make sure that you make the check or money order payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. Once again, if you're going to send a check or money order, please make the check or money order payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. That is the mailing address for you to send. And when you do that, you will receive as a appreciation for your contribution the monthly statistical performance report of the network, as well as the social media operations of the network via email. So that's option one. For option number two, for just one penny more, if you would give $25, you will receive the monthly email reports, as well as a free Black Radio Station Matters, because it does, t-shirt from the network. And if you would like to receive multiple t-shirts, t-shirts will be given for every $25 or more donation. You will be eligible for a t-shirt. So if you would like two t-shirts, it would be $50, three, $75, four, $100. You can see the t-shirts that are listed right under Black Talk Radio. I mean, right under the option number two, you'll be able to see the t-shirt. And believe me, these t-shirts are extremely, extremely comfortable. So you will receive your t-shirts, and if you would like to receive multiple t-shirts, it all comes in intervals of $25. Make sure you leave a good email address. Make sure you leave a good forwarding and shipping address so that your t-shirts can you can receive your t-shirts in a timely fashion and manner. So now that's option number two. Option number three, become a monthly contributor of $25 or more. And with that, you will receive the monthly email reports, you receive your free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt, and you will be eligible to receive gifts from the network from time to time for your monthly contribution of $25 or more. So there is the way that you can contribute to Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network that are extremely, extremely important. So make sure that you do. We're looking forward to actually having you continue to be a part of Black Talk Radio Network as it continues to grow and expand. So, with that being said, just before we go into what's in the news, we have our sister, I hope she's still here, may have dropped. On Thursdays, what I want to do is I want to bring you some poetry from Sister T. And Sister T has some great, great poetry. She was just there. She dropped off of the line, so hopefully she'll call back. I just missed it. So, Sister T, give us a call back. We'd love to hear your poetry, the poetry that she gave last week was phenomenal. So, send Sister T a call her real quick, tell her to call back. We're ready for her poetry. One second. So now, while we do that, waiting on Sister T to give us a call back. Once she calls back, we will jump into that. So now, let's take a look at, but before we do that, just want to say to y'all, no longer posting inside of FedBook, Facebook. We are not there anymore. We are only posting inside of Black Talk Radio Community. And you can find where we're going to be posting by going to www.community.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And you can find there it is a $24 for a yearly subscription, and it is a secure way that you can actually engage in conversation, promote your business, tell people about events that you're having, promote and talk about things that are going on in the world, and you will know that you will be in a space that no one will ever compromise your overall postings, your intentions, or just to use some of the things that you want to talk about and how you feel about certain things. You can do that free and absent of any recourse there on Black Talk Radio Community, and that's BTR Community. Now, we're going to talk about that in a minute, but our Sister T is back here, and this just has some great poetry we want to go to. Sister T, are you there?
Hey, Brother Dave, how's it going?
What's going on, Sister T? It is another Thursday, so it is a Poetry Thursday. Looking forward to you, and thank you for coming on and just, you know, giving us the opportunity to hear some great works from some of the great artists and the great poets and the great teachers of our generation, and I consider you one. So, sister, without any further ado, just introduce yourself and just, you know, go ahead into your poetry. It's your turn now. You're up. Go ahead.
How we doing, family? It's me, Sister T. I have my poetry for you guys. I'll be bringing it to you Thursdays weekly so that we can continue to uplift and grow together and to understand that we each have a voice and each of us are gifted and important, and what you have to say is important. You just got to be patient and wait for that opportunity.
So, right.
Here we go. Escape. I ran from my past yesterday. Razor blades of glory. I guess that's what the doctors say. In a rush to finish my story, now I got attention from the ones who tried to destroy me. The media has its ways of conceiving you. Worldwide, baby born, slipping away emotions, torn. His words, her words, their words together, forming their weapons, 140 characters. They attempt to be clever, a facade of insecurities. Type sin, their hate almost instantly. I'll take the weight of the world to protect baby's girl from the definitions the haters used against us. I ran for my past yesterday, but I remembered to pack my blades of glory. It's not over. I'm still writing my story. All right. Well, that was called Escape by me, Sister T. And I hope you guys enjoyed it.
This conference is being recorded.
Okay, did we lose somebody? Brother Dave?
Hey, I'm sorry about that, Scotty. Hey, Scotty, I'm sorry about that. Sister T, you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, I muted myself because I didn't want to interrupt Sister T. Scotty, I just hit the record. Was it recorded when Sister T read the poetry just a second ago? Did you know?
Yeah, I got my own recording. That's usually as backup, but I do record.
Okay, got you.
All right.
Okay, got you. All right, so cool. So we did get that. I'm sorry about that, and sometimes I forget that I mute myself because I don't want to interfere. And Scotty came back. Thanks for reminding me. I had to take myself off mute. Sister T, let me tell you something about that. I love, that is one of my favorite ones that you have because it's extremely powerful. And so I just want to encourage you, and I want to encourage all of our listeners, if you have some things, some music, if you have some poetry, if you have some things that you would like to highlight, you definitely need to get on our Black Talk Radio community. Go to BTR Community. Go to Black Talk Radio Network, and you can see the link that's there for the community that we have, where you can post things that you're doing, where you can post things that are important to you. It's $24 for a whole year. You know, that is very, very small. So everyone, please. And Sister T, I'm looking forward to your great works, and I know that your works is going to be something that people will come to extremely appreciate, because I know that they've already appreciated just the 2 weeks that we've been doing this, and that is one of my favorite ones. So when you're ready to publish that one, sister, I'm just going to be ecstatic because I got to hear it a little while ago, and I so appreciate. So Sister T, thank you so much, sister. We'll talk to you next Thursday. Yes, with some more poetry from Sister T. And that last one more time, sister, what was the name of the last one?
The name of that one was called Escape.
Escape, y'all. I hope y'all, you definitely need to get this podcast. And Sister T, we're going to be doing some things with Sister T, so we're going to actually try to get her poetry published for you, because that's who is really going to benefit you. So Sister T, God willing, we will catch up with you next Thursday for Poetry on Thursday with Sister T, yes?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, for sure. All right, everyone, we're going to jump into, like I was saying before, we went to Poetry by Sister T. We are no longer posting inside of Facebook. We actually exclusively post with, you know, what's going on, some of the things that I think is really, really important. I don't post inside of Tando radio show on Facebook anymore. It's just exclusively here. So this would be a great opportunity. If you're listening to the show, you want to know how to find BTR community, you can also go to Tando Radio Show on Facebook. I have the post there. But go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, we've been up enough now that the search engines are starting to list us, so they could just go to Google and put in BTR, that's capital BTR, and then community, and you will see several posts that go directly to our new social media platform.
Yes, and thank you, Scotty, thank you, because this is what we need, especially for what's coming down the pipe and what we're going to be dealing with. We're going to have a secure place. I need to set up Tando Radio Show's page on here and some other things, so I'm going to be doing that this weekend and try to put that together and have it more succinct to what's going on. So, all right, so let's jump into what's in the news before we get into today's live show. And at any time during today's live show, if you would like to comment or you want to actually, I got a question, don't hesitate, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Then hit *61. I'll see you in queue, and definitely we'll bring you up. I don't like to keep our listeners and our callers waiting. All right, so now, first story coming out of Tando inside of BTR community. The first story that we posted went from yesterday, came from National News, and it says, zombie radiation, Fukushima's poisonous fallout, eating entire chunks of people's brains away, reaching California coast. And this one came from the National News. The Fukushima disaster has been out of the news cycle for more than a year now, but the radioactive fallout and its cascade of adversities effect is far from just being a page in the history book. Let me tell you something, everyone. When we always talk about the depopulation program, when we talk about the collapse, when we talk about the adverse times that we're going to be placed under, no longer do we have to talk about them as events that are going to unfold. Ladies and gentlemen, the major event in depopulation is already happening. Fukushima is one of the largest ones because it continues to spew radioactive isotopes into the atmosphere, where it's destroying your, giving you radiation poisoning and destroying your overall immune system to make you susceptible to all kinds of illnesses, diseases, cancers, and everything else. And as this article is talking about, the radioactive fallout isotopes is eating chunks of people's brains away. And this is going to continue to happen. Now, I say to you, even though they talk about this and that, you know, Zika and everything else, one of the things about radioactive isotopes is that it, whatever you're susceptible to, illness, disease, biological weapons or anything, it's heightened by the radioactive isotope. It's heightened by the radioactive activity, by radiation. So this is all a part of a plan, and they lulled everyone to sleep with it happening so many years, you know, a couple of years ago, that we totally forgot about Fukushima. Are you continuously detoxing yourself of what you could do? Detox yourself of the heavy metals? Are you ensuring that your thyroid is actually absorbing iodine instead of cesium-137? So many things. So many things. And, you know, this is one of the things that you can look at directly as a, and this is what usually happens. It is a methodical, slow kill program and an asymmetrical advance towards depopulating the planet. What they tell you about radiation is such a lie. It can be easily dealt with. Doc Hawkins could tell you about how it can be dealt with, how it can be cleaned up. The system does not want to destroy the planet. The system wants to steal your energy and then get rid of you, and have a system that you will continue to appropriate more slaves for them to continue to harvest the energy of their labor and their overall free will. And then once you start, people start waking up and start coming into the realization that they have sovereign independency in the power of their free will, now they become too noisy. And you have the Enlil program of mass destruction. And this is what you're seeing. Fire next time. This is a part of the fire next time that they told you about, and what that many people say was all prophecy, but it wasn't prophecy, it was an agenda. This is how it's ensured that it will come true. They're not prophets. What they are is they're criminals. So check out that article. Next article from Tando. Let me move this up. Next one. I should have moved up a while ago. Another good article. I'm going to just say this one. This was Scotty posted this one. It says U.S. Marshals are arresting people in Texas who have outstanding student loans. We talked about this at the beginning of the year. Yes, this is going to be a part of the agenda. Next article comes from Wall Street Journal, and it has Angela Merkel. You know, one of the things I want to say about Angela Merkel, she sure do look like Hitler, female version of Hitler. I mean, fit, like she's some kin to this dude, if you know what I mean. Wouldn't be surprised. Well, anyway, let's go with it. It says, this came from the Wall Street Journal, how the globalist elite forsake their countrymen. And this was the main thing. Here it is. Okay. This was the main thing. This was my what I wrote about it. Okay, here's their agenda. Though, and this is the quote from a part of the article. Those in power see the people at the bottom as aliens whose bizarre emotions they must try to manage. And I would add one thing. They must manage and enslave. This is the overall thinking of the agenda. So check out that article. It was in Wall Street Journal. Next article, major article, came from worldbank.org. This one, World Bank approves the first SDR bond issuer in China. Washington, D.C., August the 12th, 2016, which was Friday. The World Bank, International Bank of Reconciliation and Development, announced today that the People's Bank of China, the PBOC, has approved the World Bank inaugural issue in Chinese domestic market of bonds denominated in special drawing rights, which is known as the SDR. Ladies and gentlemen, this was my commentary on this. Time to prepare is running out, folks. This fall will be the springboard for the economic crash of the U.S. dollar. Many people here in the U.S. will find themselves like lottery winners of millions. People will have more cash than they ever had before, but that cash won't be worth a nickel. Why? Because the rest of the world is divesting themselves of the U.S. dollar, and those in that currency and that flow that they're shutting themselves out, and that dam that they're protecting themselves with, and all of that flow of currency is going to come back and flood you and I and everyone here, to where you will have more cash than you ever seen before. You will not be able to make it rain. You will actually have hurricanes of cash all over the place. But you'll come to understand that cash that's flying all over the place is nothing but paper that nobody wants, and they won't have the purchasing power of a nickel. You won't be able to get anything of value with it. But you won't be able to compete with what the rest of the world will be moving into, because they got rid of the U.S. dollar. This is a critical article that we must talk about, and we'll probably talk about it today. And this one actually spurred me to do the 96-hour margin call series. I got to pick that back up, because this is exactly what was going to be in the 96-hour margin call. So some very, very important article. We definitely will talk about this today and next week. Critical, critical, critical. Next article comes from investors.com, and it was from the Chinese Central Bank. And I said, so little words, which have huge meanings for your economic future. Click on that one, and you will see what China has actually said, and I'm going to pick that up real quick. How much time we got? Okay, we got some time. All right, so what I want to do is that this investing.com news is where this came from. And it says, China's central bank, yuan global acceptance to be driven by the market. One more time. This came from Reuters, okay? China's central bank, the yuan, which is the slang for the renminbi, just like you call a dollar dead presidents, or you call the dollar my ends, or however you classify, you know, the currency of the U.S. dollar. Well, the yuan is the slang of the renminbi. It says the yuan's global acceptance to be driven by market. What market, ladies and gentlemen? The global market. Here's the article really quickly. It's very short. Then we're going to go to a commercial break and pick up the rest of the show. Beijing, Reuters. The internationalization of the yuan has exceeded people's expectations. The internationalization of the yuan has exceeded people's expectation, and it is globally accepted. Acceptance will be driven by market forces, says Ying Yang, China central bank vice governor, said on Monday. Here it is. China will continue to reform its bond market as major international institutions look to issue debt denomination and special drawing rights, Ying told the conference. What does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? The whole world is going to be running to do business with China and their overall currency and their debt and their overall economy, which they're the number one economy right now. And why, ladies and gentlemen? Because they're going to be divesting themselves, basically getting rid of, basically passing you the trash. You know what they say, what rolls downhill, right? They're going to be passing you the that rolls downhill. They're going to be making you suffocate on it, and they're going to be running into currency that has meaning. Why will it have meaning, ladies and gentlemen? Because it will be backed by gold. It will be backed by something that is collateralized. It will be backed with something that people will have faith and confidence that they are not going to be getting beat or colonized by someone else's agenda. Ladies and gentlemen, we are looking at the collapse of the United States economic standing globally. You will go from a first world country to a fifth or sixth world country very quickly. This is the setup that no one is really, that we've been talking about, that we need to pay attention to, especially in our community. Everything else, many other things are distraction. If you're distracted by it and you don't prepare yourself for it, the system will not care. It will still just roll over you and have a place for you to maintain your way of life, providing for the means of someone else's life. You ain't seen slavery like what's about to happen. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to finish what's in the news and jump into today's show. At any time, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound. Hit star 61. I'll see you in queue and bring you up. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region number 5. And we have a live show for you today. We were just reading what's in the news. We are going to what's in the news. We posted a lot of good stuff inside of BTR community. Very, very important stuff. So at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32#, then hit *61, and I will see you in queue and definitely will bring you up. So now, check this out. We just took a look at what the Chinese, one of the Chinese banking governors had said. You know why they're saying this? Because they can't. Before, when you got rid of the dollar, you had to be afraid of attack. Now that attack is still going to come, but it's going to come from a paper tiger. This is critical because the rest of the world wants to get rid of the U.S., and the purge that you're going to continue to see is going to unfold at crazy, crazy pace. Next article came from the IMF, www.imf.org. And the IMF is the International Monetary Fund. I call them the international, and you know what the M and the S stand for. So now, there is the special drawing rights SDR, and my commentary to that was key things to know that we will discuss on Tando Radio Show today and next week. Very, very important. You need to know what is going on and how this is going to affect you. Like I said earlier, the time to prepare is running out, folks. The fall is coming. By October 1st, you will definitely start to see the economic fall. This is why you're starting to see the pensions are totally, they're admitting their pensions are totally unfunded. You're seeing that all of the governments of the world are dropping the treasuries, the U.S. dollars. Like it's not that they're dropping them. They've already dropped them. They're just letting you know now because they know how close everything is and you don't have much time to prepare for it. So you either do or you don't. They don't care. They really hope that you don't prepare because then they'll know that what? You will be working for them because the opportunity to prepare, that window will be closed. And for people, it's difficult. If you have started the mindset of preparing for this, then you have started to thinking anew. And when you think anew, you will start to see other options outside of their system. That's so, so important. If you don't know what's coming, then you won't know generally what to do once it arrives. That's why it's so important to prepare when no one else is looking. So, because it gives you the best opportunity. So next, check out that article. Next article. And this goes along with what's happening here. This came from AJC.com news. Georgia's plan to expand food stamp work requirements. And this is my commentary. This is going to be the perfect setup for the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the Executive Order 13603. Just like in Venezuela, the government invoked modern-day slavery from an economic collapse. What you're going to see, ladies and gentlemen, they are setting the floor plan for the prison population to explode and for enslavement by you not being able to actually service any debt, take care of yourself. You are going to be the prime candidate for their overall Executive Order 13603, where you will be working for the U.S. government without pay for national security reasons. And what do you think that national security reason is going to be? The collapse of the economy and the war that it will be engaging in. And believe me, they are going to have the sweatshops. They are going to reignite the field of enslavement, but at levels never seen before, not even in the past. Let me tell you something about enslavement. Big businesses, you've never seen a business that was profitable go out of business. They are just going to revolutionize it and expand it for the people that are in the moments of this part of eternity. Why? Because it's new to you. They've been planning this for 1,000, 2,000 years, and you've just been caught in the net if you choose not to escape. The Underground Railroad has never stopped needing to lay track above and below the ground. It needs to start with running tracks through you. This program, what Georgia is saying, is that in order for you to be on government assistance, you are going to have to work. What it is, what work do you think that they're going to give you? What work has the institutions of corporations and fascism have given you in the past? Ladies and gentlemen, has never been anything short of tyrannical enslavement and subjugation. It ain't going to change. And let me tell you something about this time. This time is going to be even worse. The opportunities to get out of it is going to be even more difficult. There will be no place to run to because it's going to come by war. There will be ways in which you'll be able to escape, but it's going to be a fight. No problem. But my key is if you have to prepare for that asymmetrical that is going to turn from asymmetrical to dimensional warfare in so many ways. And it's not just something that you can just pick up a gun, put a bullet in it, and deal with it from that standpoint. It's going to be much, much worse. This is the overall movement going on there. So check out that article. Next article comes from CNS News. U.S. debt held by public tops $14 trillion, up 122% under Obama. Doesn't matter. It's going to increase another 200% under the next celebrity figurehead CEO of America. Why is this so important, ladies and gentlemen? Why is this? Because this debt is going to have to be serviced one way or another. It is either going to be serviced by you giving up a payment for it, or by you giving up energy, labor for it. Either way, the person that this debt is owed to, and who do you think the debt is owed to? The rest of the world, ladies and gentlemen. And they are going to come for what's theirs. They're going to seize assets, and ladies and gentlemen, you're the asset that was put up as collateral by the U.S. government. And they plan on collecting. So this is why this type of stuff is so important. The next article comes from Sovereign Man. FDIC slams the biggest U.S. bank, says capital reserves inadequate. FDIC's Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, a private entity that doesn't have to pay you back for anything that you have deposited in a bank for 99 years. The FDIC doesn't even have any cash for any bank, any major bank in this country alone to go insolvent. So it is all a scam, folks. You know what's the only bank that you should be depositing in? The one you own. If someone else owns a bank that you're depositing in, it's not your energy or your cash that you're putting into the bank. It's theirs. It is the transferring of your energy from yourself and your family to them. You need to be your own bank. We've been talking about this, and we've been hammering this since the start of Pando Radio Show. Everything is picking up. And a speed that is beyond what we are really prepared to deal with. But you will deal with it depending on how you want to deal with it. You can deal with it from a position of advantage, or you can deal with it with leverage against you. Leverage is great when it works for you. It's a mug when it's working against you. Check out that article. Very, very important. There's some very, very important articles that we're definitely going to take a look at today here on Tando. Next one, this came from independent.co.uk. Scientists has found the most likely planet near us having aliens, and they keep it a secret. There's another planet that was found, and it's very similar to Earth. So check out that article that's there. Next article comes from the anti-media. Says Barack Obama, From Peace Prize to world's biggest arms dealer in 8 short years. Check out that article talk about, and it's mighty funny. They're talking about domestic terrorism all the time here. And this is what the new talking points is all over. But you know what? Who has been actually funding and actually arming people in a criminal manner that's been used from the very same entities in the very same government that want to say, well, we need for the general population, we need to have gun control, just like they need to have pest control, just like they need to have crowd control, just like they need to have citizens control. And they always do that by a murderous process while they use those arms against you. So I'm cool with gun control. If the ones that have committed the most crimes, the genocidal murderers throughout this planet, give up their arms. So check out that article. Next article comes from YouTube. How easy it is to hack a voting process. Next article from Sovereign Man. Here's how the government is stealing more than ever before. Check out this article. Really good one from Sovereign Man. Next one comes from the Washington Examiner. I'm kind of going fast here because I don't want to take up too much time in what's in the news, but it's a lot of stuff. America to hand over the internet in under 2 months. And this is critical. And I said, why? Because the United States is no longer relevant, ladies and gentlemen. It's handing over the internet. So it's because it's not relevant anymore. So check out that article. Next article comes from, and this is a huge one. I actually decided that we need to really talk about this. We're going to come back to this article in the World Banking one. This one comes from Bloomberg. Suing a debt collector, now they can buy your lawsuit. Man, this article, I wasn't surprised. But this is the overall movement of the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the enslavement in the debtor's prison and the overall expansion of privatization of the prison planet that is going to continue to happen here. Debtor's prisons in the Trans-Pacific Partnership, this is my commentary, making legal case for the future. They're setting precedents right now. And I said, damn, it's going to be a true murderous slaughterhouse. We're going to take a look at this article. This one is so sick. This is why we must dismantle and we must take a role of removing ourselves from this system, because it is filled with ubiquitous fraud. And if we don't, we continue to play by their rules, they are going to rule in a way that you're not ready for. And a lot of you may think that this is conspiracy theory. You know what? Let me tell you. There were people in lines in Cyprus and Greece, and there's going to be people in line here in the United States for the basic necessities, and there's going to be a price for you to get even a subpar of what those basic necessities are. And there are going to be people that didn't know, didn't care, or didn't even think that it would happen through normalcy bias. And how many times throughout history have the lines been filled with those crying tears? You've seen it through concentration camps, you've seen it through banking fails, you've seen it through all forms of war, and you will see it again, but this time it's coming here because you're the target. So this article we're definitely going to take a look at. Crazy. Wait till we get to it. Next one, from strategicculture.org, America's humanitarian war against the world. Check out that article. Next article. This comes from Strategic Culture also. The UK to normalize relations with Russia in a major political shift. Now, why do y'all think that that's going to happen? And I'm going to tell you why. Here was my commentary. Has everything to do with the coming global nuclear war one. The U.S. has no allies. This is purposely being done. It is all a part of the wealth transfer. It is all a part of the empire collapsing to take away from the segment of the population that the rest of the world was looking up to as the beacon of freedom, the beacon of entitlement, and the beacon of prosperity. And they crash that because they start to say that this country was doing all of that illegally and was taking advantage of the rest of the world. So what does the rest of the world do? They come together and they go to war and totally annihilate that country and make other people around the world, and they transfer that overall entitlement system to another group of people over in the world. And they rehash this cycle over and over again. And guess what? They continue to rule. Man, this is getting deep. All right, so next article comes from, well, you know what, it was a couple of, my man Scotty said, wow, major. Very true, my friend. Next one comes from personalliberty.co.com. Taxpayers at risk of Obamacare as Obamacare crumbles. And I said, this will be this will continue as normal, where the people's taxes are criminally dispersed among the connectors of fraud. They put in all of this Obamacare, they put in all of this stuff because they knew it would fit. They established the EU system, they established the euro because they knew it would collapse. They established the economic steps and the economic foundation that we live by because they knew that it would collapse. Why? Because that gives them leverage against you. They aren't going to get you on your knees. They're going to get you on your belly. So watch out for that. Next article that we have. Almost finished here. Wow. Couple of things. Hold on. Next one comes from, here we go, next article comes from the WhiteHouse.gov. Executive order providing for an order of secession within the Department of Treasury. And lo and behold, this was something that was done last week. I think it was on Friday. I meant to post it on Monday, but I got sidetracked and I forgot. And I said I was going to post this on Monday, but forgot. And boom, major moves before the crisis. Lou is stepping down. Many things can be made of that. However, the best assumption during these times is that is all part of the dollar crisis. The overall Secretary of Treasury, Lou, is stepping down. And in my opinion, that has everything to do with the dollar crisis that is coming. So read this executive order, and it's laid out in a way to tell you that is with a lot of other executive orders, because people are going to be falling off at this post left and right. Why? Because there's going to be a major dollar crisis here, and this is why they start to make the United States Code rulings and changing things. Major. Next article comes from, the last article. Venezuela crushes this. Oh, sorry. This one came from Reuters. Venezuela crushes 2,000 guns in public. Planned registry of bullets. And I said this is a major image of the United States, but far worse. This is something that we definitely need to talk about. And that is what's in the news. So, man, it was a lot that was there, but this is where we are. At any time, at any point, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, you have a question and comment, definitely don't hesitate to give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, then hit star 61. I will definitely see you in queue and bring you up. I want to touch on a couple of articles as we go into the next hour of Tando Radio Show. There are a couple of articles I want to take a look at, so we're going to do that. Critical times that we are in. The time to prepare is now. We were going to talk about the show that we had earlier, had last week, and earlier this week that I had to actually record earlier because of my schedule. But I'm going to put that off because that has a place. We'll go back to it. But the events of that, and this is all kind of tied into that if you really know what's been going on. This has been a global agenda and push. But there are some articles that we definitely have to take a look at here. And one of the articles I want to go back to is a couple of them and see how they all tie in together. There was an article about the bonds in China. So I'm going to pull this down, go to that article, and we're going to pick it up from there. From the World Bank approves the first SDR bond issuance in China. Very, very important article. And why? Because it means that it is directly affecting you and your children. It's affecting you and your children's ability to eat. It's affecting you and your children and our communities and our families' ability to make a living. It is affecting our overall energy that we have. It is affecting our prosperity going forward. The prosperity that we've lost in the past will be nothing compared to the advent of the avalanche of this prosperity that will be lost in the future, because the overall system of enslavement, the technology is much easier to use, and it is much easier to control now. But there's an old saying that, well, not an old saying, but there was a G-Big saying, and he said in the past it was easier to control a million people than it was to kill a million people. Now it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than it is to control them. And once they get that those millions of people knocked off, then they will be able to control the people much easier than to kill them. Why? Because people will be strategic for them. So many things, they tell you everything. So let's take a look at this. And but at, like I said, at any time, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32#. Now, the article that we posted inside of BTR community, everyone please be a part of BTR community, because this is where we're going to be posting some of the things that is going to be beneficial to you and your family, so you'll know how to spread this word around and to prepare. Comes from the World Bank's approved as the first SDR, Special Drawing Rights Bond, issuer in China. This comes from the World Bank, August the 12th, 2016. Washington, D.C., August the 12th, 2016. The World Bank, International Bank for Reconstruction and Development, the IBRD, announced today that the People's Bank of China, PBOC, has approved the World Bank's initial inaugural issuance of the Chinese domestic, the Chinese domestic bond denominated in SDR, as a special drawing right. The World Bank is the first entity to receive such approval, and marks the launch of the SDR bond market in the world's second largest economy. It's not the world's second largest economy. It is the world's largest economy. This is a landmark development for China bond market and for the SDR as an international reserve asset, says World Bank Group President Jim Young Kim. We are very pleased to support China's growing role in the global financial market. Let's stop right there. If China's role is growing, and they are the second largest, as they say, economy in the world, the only thing that they can grow into, ladies and gentlemen, is the largest. And the world is going to ensure that, because of what China is going to do to ensure that. This is going to be the purge. Now, it goes on. Here's the key part. Here's some of the key parts. World Bank issuance of SDR bonds in China will support the G20's objectives of expanding the use of SDR and help to, and promote the development of China's domestic capital market. It will also increase Chinese investors' access to foreign currency in the domestic bond market while opening up new opportunities for international investors seeking high quality investment product in the country. I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is coded language for saying that the SDR is going to, is already been announced. Last October, they announced it, October, they announced that they were going to be adding the renminbi to the SDR, special drawing rights, at 10%. And it's it. And when it came in, every other currency had to lose a position. And the other currencies that had to lose a position was the U.S., the Euro, the Chinese Yen, the British, the Sterling Pound. All of those currencies had to lose position. But guess what? The one that lost the largest position of them all was the United States dollar. And as it goes forward, That is going to be the one that loses the largest position. And it will continue to lose its position. So now, the article goes on. But before we go into that, how much time we got? Okay, I got 2 minutes. Before we go into that, a very important part of this article, it says, here it is, I want to read this part again. The World Bank issuance of SDR bonds in China will support the G20 objectives of expanding the use of the SDR. Why do they need to expand the SDR, and why is China so important? Because China is going to, one, to be the primary driver of the global economy and the global market. It won't be the United States any longer. Why? Because, like I said before, they are going to China, Russia, and the BRIC nations are going to bring a case against the United States. And then the whole world is going to sanction the United States. Where have you heard that before? Where have you heard that before, sanctioning? Who has been getting all of the sanctions? The United States have been sanctioning countries left and right because they were the predominant economic metric or our foundation of the world. They were the ones, the actual trendsetters for the global economy. Who do you think is going to, what do you think that the China and Russia and the other BRIC nations and the other nations of the world is going to do to the United States once those emails and the hacked emails be made public to the general population globally? See, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen, and this is what I call the Great Purge, and we've been talking about the purge that is going to happen. I got two callers in queue. We're going to go to those two callers right after the commercial break. But listen, the purge is going to be this. They are going to disclose all of the fraudulent activities of the market under the direction of the Western banking institution. And they are going to make a case globally that the U.S. has been fraudulently stealing everyone's wealth. And the world is going to be pissed. Not only is it the wealth, but the murder, the subjugation, the enslavement. And they're going to go to war with the United States. Then they're going to sanction the United States. Then the quality of life that you grew up with will be never seen again, ladies and gentlemen. And this is why you need to prepare for it, because they're setting everything up to divest the United States from just from its position. And they're going to allow the United States to have an economic role, and that economic role is going to be reparations and asset seizure. And the most important asset seizure that they're going to go through is you. They're going to make you pay the debt, and they're going to force you into the new global sweatshops that are going to be right here in the world, right here in the United States, outwardly for the world. This is why the privatization of the prison industrial complex. This is why you're seeing down in Venezuela that the government has announced enslavement. This is why the United States has announced enslavement and how they need to go back to it, and they're going to go back to it on multiple levels in multiple ways. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. Get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we got two callers, and you definitely going to go to you, callers. Just hold on. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3650, and the participant code is 5490-32-POUND. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and I have a live show for you today. We have a very, very important show. We have some callers that are in queue. I definitely want to go to them because I don't like to keep our callers waiting. Very, very important. So let's go to those callers right now. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Yes, yes. Hello, my people. Good evening.
Good evening, Doc. Doc Hawkins, what's going on, Doc?
Oh, man, you know, I wanted to touch on something, take the short add on to what you were saying.
Yes, sir.
Very important. Namely, let's just leave the water situation aside for a moment, because we're always talking about that. Now, what I'd like to talk about now is the food in the black communities.
Yeah,
now, I have proof of this. In fact, I'm going to post it either tonight or tomorrow so people can see this. To make a long story short, a couple of months ago, there was a flyer on my door, a flyer slash menu from a Chinese restaurant that had just opened up a couple of blocks away from my house. Of course, in a black neighborhood. And, you know, I didn't throw it away initially, and I remembered it a couple of days later, and I said, oh, hell, let me call and, you know, see what is what, because their menu looked pretty decent. So I called them, and one of the options said, you know, it was just a fish plate. Mm. And that's all it said, no description. And it didn't tell you what type of fish or any of that, right? So I called and I said, what type of fish is this that comes with this plate? The young lady that I spoke to, who was Spanish, did not know. And after wrestling around with her for about 10 minutes, finally I get her supervisor on the phone. He gets on the phone. He doesn't know. He tries to tell me that it doesn't matter and all this. Well, just fish is good fish. No, what type of fish? And then finally, after wrestling around with him for a couple of minutes, I got the owner on the phone. And I asked her, what type of fish is this? You know, you're in my neighborhood. You just opened up. You're putting flyers on my door. I didn't ask for this stuff. So, and I'm a potential customer, but I need to know what type of fish is this. She doesn't know. She's the owner. And she's telling me she don't know. And keep in mind, I'm recording this whole ordeal. So she says, hold on 1 minute. I go to the back and look at Moxie. I come back and tell you. She was gone about 5-6 minutes. She comes back and she tells me the name of a fish, which I forget the name of it right now. But I get on the internet and I'm searching for this fish, right? And I found out the fish has been extinct for close to 10 years. And there's a fish that goes that's farmed in China that they just simply overfished. And it damn near looks like an electric eel. So I'm thinking, what the heck? And I'm arguing with her about this. And she puts on the initial person, the young Hispanic lady. And I'm talking to her. And again, to make a long story short, she basically says, well, I don't want to argue, and hangs up, right? Because the thing is that they always do this. They will always say that they don't want to argue with you when you ask the real questions.
Yeah.
Because they have no real answers. So then that way they can sort of cast the blame on you, play that mind game, that word game, and all this, and your questions never get answered. So the point of saying all that is this. We got to be more conscious of what we put in our bodies. We
right
can't
now.
Keep allowing these people to come into our neighborhoods, and they don't even tell us what the hell they're feeding us. And, of course, I shouldn't have to say this, but I'll say it anyway. There's no government oversight whatsoever. In fact, a friend of mine called the state, I forget the name of that department, but this is the department that comes out and checks out the restaurants and can call the restaurants are filthy and whatnot. They came and they looked at this one Chinese restaurant, another Chinese restaurant in the community, and the only thing that they did was test the food for temperature. They said, they got back and they said, was the proper temperature. And my friend was like, wait a minute, we didn't complain about the temperature of the food. We complained that we went there to get some chicken wings and noodles, and the wings were about 3 days old. All they did is they fried the wings a few days earlier. They didn't sell the wings. And when you ordered the wings, they pulled those cooked wings out that was already in the grease a few days earlier, and they throw them back in the grease to heat them up again, and then they give them to you. Right? I recognize when that happens, and so does the people in my circle. So anyway, they paid absolutely zero attention to any of that. They are not regulating these places in our communities, even though they sell us subpar food. It's almost as if they're in cahoots with them to systematically murder us.
Yes, Doc, right. While they're regulating and they're trying to get rid of real food, and they're actually jailing people for collecting water, and they're actually getting rid of things that will actually healthy food for us. When what they want to pass is, they slowly want to pass, and you're going to see these are nothing more than front shops that they want to establish so that they can give, as Doc said, the subpar food that is going to be changing to something even more. You think there's just lead in the water? Well, there's going to be a whole lot more in everything that we consume. And this is what is so important that we start. Doc, this is, as you know, this is why we need to come together. This is why there needs to be actual conferences where we start to collectively put an agenda together of business and how we're going to do the, and collectively, with collective prudence, we can endure and fight off any and everything, because we can have a community that solely supports it. The system is not going to give us anything that is for our benefit. They are not going to bankrupt slavery. We have to do it. And it's like you said, Doc, it's not just the water. It's not just the water. It's the food. It's the air. And the most, and probably the thing that is the most detrimental, they poisoned our relationship because we've allowed that poison to come in. So, Doc, you, as always, spot on. And how many people throughout that listen to Tando Radio Show has that type of environment and those type of conditions in their neighborhood? How many of us have our own garden in our neighborhood? How many of us are filtering our water because we don't trust the system? How many of us have started to move as much as we possibly can off of the grid as much as we possibly can? It's the start that matters. And this is what we need to engage in. In order for, and as many of you that have, and I thank you, I applaud you, and we will be working with you, because it is a necessity for us to maintain our freedom. Freedom was given to us, but it has to be maintained by our constant vigilance to maintain it. That is not anything the great creator is going to fight for us for. That's your battle. That's my battle. That's our battle. Doc, hold on real quick, Doc. We got a couple of people in queue, and just jump in at any time on this. Hold on, Doc. Let's go to the next caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, Dave. Hey, Brother Dave. Shout out to you, Dr. Hawkins. This is Data from Atlanta.
Hey, what's up? How are you? Did you get Dr. Hawkins? Did you get Dr.
I
Hawkins'
did.
Number?
Okay, I great. Did. He is awesome. Actually, I left another a message on his machine. I don't know if he knows it, but I hope he's hearing. And I told him that I was going to show my husband the video, and we want to get the machine, but you know, we'll talk about that in private, because you know, he and I spoke, and but I did watch, but anyway, shout out to you, Dr. Hawkins. Just give me a holler tomorrow. But I know the question number one is, how do we as folk, I thank you, what can we do so we're not casualties of this demonic system? Because I'm concerned about, not even so much as myself, but I have small kids. I got, of course, a 15-year-old, which I discussed with you, who is special needs, and then I have my 2, 6, and 7-year-olds. And for me to, as a parent, the first thing you do is go into anxiety mode. Now, I did start my garden, and I'm excited about that. I planted kale and broccoli and tomatoes and lettuce. So they're doing their thing. They're, you know, but anyway, and you know, until I really get the hang of this thing. But I just started there, one, and number two is, you know, as a mother, your nerves kind of get a little bad. You don't want to panic. So how do we train ourselves with wisdom to do it in a constructive way and not a destructive way, where it's like
it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
Well, sister, one of the things, as you know, as Brother Davis talks about on Wise Wednesday, his show is always about preparing us. One of the things is that we have to know what we're actually contending with. It's not anything that we need to be afraid of. That actual fear has been indoctrinated and taught to us, and we've been taught to respond to fear to the best interest of the agenda. You have already started the most important thing. You recognize a threat, and you started to purify your water. You started to do what you can with food. Now you continue to build that. You are on the path of becoming self. You are already self-sufficient. You just didn't know that. And until you've changed your free will. Now, there are many things that you can do, but one of the most important things is that you have to first prepare yourself spiritually, mentally, and physically for it. And you are doing that. You do as much as you possibly can. You see where we are. And one of the things that I highly suggest that you do is you go to the trusted family members that understand what is going on and establish bonds with them, because you may get the water, you may get the food, they may get another essential, they may get the first aid, they may get the protection, they may get this and they may get that. And then what are you doing? You're establishing yourself in a community that has walked away from the system. And when you start to do that, other things are going to come to you. And you know, you and the vice president, and you know what I mean by that.
Yes.
You and the vice president are on the right path. And we need to actually do more among ourselves, among us that are still, even though we are spread out all over this country. That actually is a strength for us. Okay? Become a doer. Okay, continue to do the research. There are some things that I know I need to put something together. You know, where doctors has a conference, but there needs to be, you know, Brother Davis and I and a couple of other doc. We need to come together with Scotty and do a complete form, because we're people that are sincere and want to really do some things for themselves. Because that information has to get to you guys, and it's something that we need to do in a closed environment so we can address issues that you have wherever you are, and then you can start to agendize that, okay? So there are many things, sister. You are on the path, and you are doing. Just continue to reach into your spirit, because, believe me, your spirit already knows what to do. We have to trust it. Your spirit already knows. You have to trust it, and you have to energize it, and you have. And I think it's important that we come together with like-minded people to establish our overall community. And those bonds are so much, because not one person can tell you need to do this. I'll say this: food and water is water is number one. Food is number two. Okay. Then there's I call it the table of preparedness: food, water, shelter, protection. Okay? That, and then energy. And energy is what everything is set on. Energy is life. That is the table of preparedness. So we're going to be doing more shows. I'm going to get with Brother Davis, Doc, Scotty, and a couple of other people so that we can really start to do some things in Black Talk radio community that is off of Facebook. It has its place, but it has no place for us. So just keep, you're a part of it, sister, because you're going to be helping us out with brothers and sisters that are going to be growing things from home. Remember?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I did start, I started writing so I could do a newsletter for the community, one. And number two, I just wanted to tell Doc Hawkins, too, that I texted my son's teacher today, and he had texted me back, and he said he's going to look at your site. And I'm going to text my son's old teacher, because I think it's important what you and I had discussed, you know, about the machine and the frequency. So that was important to me, and him being a teacher of children who are special needs, he said he appreciated, he's going to check it out. And I know I could be a little nudgy, so I know I'm just going to be like, hey, did you check it out? But
quick question, yeah. Sister, on that. Not trying to get into to any private business. Now, that teacher, is it a private, is it a someone that you trust in the public? Because, you know, the public schools, we got to be careful, because they're going to be in all forms of organization. So just be mindful of that.
I didn't even think about that. Well, I do trust his teacher, my son's teacher, for the simple fact that we're on a united front as a team. He is anyone who's for anything positive and works with me, I'll work with you. And the last two teachers he have had were awesome. Dealing with special needs children, like me and Doc had talked about special needs children. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But long story short, because they're here, and we forget about people who have, you know, quirks or issues. And long story short, that is something that I battle with on me and Vice President battle with on a day to day basis, and that's something that people also need to understand how to deal with people who do have those type of quirks where their brain is not functioning on the same capacity as you and I. And that's something I'm passionate about, because I go through it and my husband goes through it. But I, of course, I'm home, so it's like every day. But you take one day at a time, and you just being spoon feed it and just say, hey, tomorrow's going to be a greater day than today. So let's just start from ground zero.
That's right.
And kind of work your way up.
And, you know, that's another area of expertise that's needed. And I'm going to just say this. Man says that we have special need people and handicapped people, and, you know, nowhere in the world.
Yeah.
There is no such thing. Their spirit is perfect. They are the way that the great creator still sees them, and we just need to look through those same mirrors and spectacles, and we can see something a whole lot more. You're doing a fantastic job, sister. Keep it up. If there's, you know, keep listening and be a part of this, because we need you, we need the vice president, and we need everything. We need all of us together. So continue listening, sister, and being a part of this program, because I appreciate you.
And I
appreciate you guys.
Advocating on my behalf as well. Thank you much, and I'll talk to you soon. Oh, and by the way, I didn't get the message yet.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Just feel free to give me a call back at any time. I'm not sure what your schedule is like, but I'll definitely be around.
I appreciate it. Hey, when are you guys writing books? What's up with that? Like, I'm a book junkie.
Doc has some things, but that's something else that we're going to be looking at. Go ahead, Doc.
Yeah, I have a book that I'm working on now. It's called Hip Hop Therapeutics: A Cultural Guide to Higher Sciences and Express Technology, and it's nowhere near finished though. But with the right effort, you know, I could have it completed in about the next 3 months. But I do have 11 DVDs. Two of them have been redone for video quality. But I'm definitely working on that.
I appreciate it.
Go to our website and pick up the DVDs. That's writing's right there. So hang on, sister. Continue to support. We got a couple other callers we got to get to. So hold on, okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, you're sorry. Perfect. You're good. Perfect.
Okay.
Let's go to the next one. Welcome, caller, to the Tando Radio Show. We got another caller in queue. Hold on one sec. Brother Davis, we'll get to you right after this one. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Greetings, family. It's Mel.
Big Mel, man, I was thinking about you today. What's happening, brother?
Man, everything is love, man.
Yes, sir.
This is a great call so far, man. And that sister, too, man, I got some information I can get to her as well, because when she says she's at home, that's very important, because you had a great point as far as who you divulge that information to, where especially if they're connected to a public system, because they have checks and balances, and it can really get bad. But real quickly, did you see on Kitco how they started that new Shanghai? They got their own bracket now. Did you notice that?
Hold on. You know what? Man, I'm so sorry. I dropped my phone and my earpiece came out. Could you start all over real quick? Go ahead. I heard when you said the last thing I heard is when you said the sister was working at home. But go ahead.
But that's a good thing, you know what I mean, because you have to be careful with, you know, who you divulge, especially if they're working in a public forum, because they have people to answer, so that you have to be careful with that. And I have some information with some more trusted people if she's able to, you know, work with them. But I observed today on Kitco how the Shanghai, benchmark. They have their own bracket now. It's new. They got a brand new banner on it. Brand new.
And what Mel is talking about is that what is going to happen is that in today's world, when the U.S. and the Western banking cabal was running the silver and gold market, everything was based off a paper contract. It's not going to be based off a paper contract any longer. This is why Japan just 2 weeks ago said no more paper contracts. Everything is done in physical. What does that mean? The whole world is going to want to do business with China because they are going to have a system of equitable paying system to people for what they buy. It won't be a piece of paper contract. Case in point. You can have fraud in your overall financial instruments by having a paper contract, just like a paper dollar. It's just a piece of paper. But when you take an asset into possession as collateral, physical, that's a totally different person you're dealing with. They can't lie, cheat, and steal. They can still steal the asset from someone, but they have to produce the asset. This is why the rest of the world is going to leave the U.S. economy and leave the U.S. way of doing business, and they're going to run to China, which is going to back their currency by gold. And what they don't talk about, they're going to back it by silver, which is more precious to the Chinese than anything else in the metals market. It is silver, silver, silver. So, yes, Mel, I noticed that, and everything is shaping up for the big smackdown that is unfolding, my brother.
It's coming. And my last little point is Doc Hawkins, when he was talking about, the stores in your neighborhood, the neighborhood stores. This morning, man, I was there before sunup because I go to these type stores, but I go for fuel because, you know, I saw them put new tanks in. I know that their fuel is more likely to be, you know, just have more integrity. But everything they have is fried foods. It's bad, man. And then I'm sitting there and I'm in line and I'm observing it. And I'm like, these people are not selling us anything but death. They're not selling us life. They're selling us death. So, okay. And then I came in just after, you know, I was on my way home a couple of hours ago, and I see a long line of my people in line for these fried foods. And two of the ladies is over there eating something that they would never eat any of that they serve us every day. I'm like, dang. I say, can I have an order of that? And she looked at me like, you know, she was insulted. So I looked to my right. I see another cabinet with bongs, fake pee. They got red and blue Crip and Blood flags that they sell brand new. I mean, they just selling us nothing but death, man, and destruction, man. And it's not really personal. I don't think it's personal. We're able to be exploited, and they're just exploiting us.
It is. You know what? I'm glad you said, because let me tell you what happened. That is the whole setup. When you don't care that someone else is enslaved, you are just marking the time until your children are, because that same paradigm is going to adversely affect them in due time. And this is why it's a global agenda. They purposely do that, and it's so easy to gather people and galvanize them into a movement when they can exploit someone else. People gravitate to that right away. We have to be the ones that break this cycle. We have to break this cycle. So, Mayor Mel, you are so true. Good points, brother.
All right. Shout out to you and my fellow Trini, brother Roz, Big Scotty, man, everybody, man. I love y'all. Peace.
Much love. Much respect. All right, let's go to Brother Davis. Brother Davis, what's going on?
Peace, brother. It's always good to hear the voice of a friend. You know that,
yes, it is. Yes, that is. Yes, sir.
You have a slamming show tonight, man. I was listening to, I just got on because my schedule's crazy, but I was listening to the sister. Sister, you have what's called a unique dynamic. Literally, what you ought to do is start putting portions of your story in a hashtag, just a small story. You want to maybe go 2, 3, 4 paragraphs, that's fine. Because you're not the only one in that dynamic, but you're all going to be affected. And other people that are in that dynamic got to see that you are using the tools that are available to you, because they may be blind to those tools that you are using. So you need to really put that out there in a manner, just put it on your own Facebook page. Now, the reason why I say that is because a lot of this stuff leads right back to our grocery stores where we shop. So if that is the case, then we're going to start putting demands on them. So when we put our organization together, I'm working on some things now where we're talking about not only setting up a day where we can come up together and have a radio show, but a month before, be able to put this on the internet so that everybody who comes in contact with your page can set up a link on their page and we can get the message out. See, what really works for American imperialism is they control the media. And 90% of people get their news from the media. See, in this facet that we're here, right here on Tando Radio, it took a due diligence on your part to get here. But a lot of them aren't doing that. So therefore, they become victimized by whatever the talking heads are saying. So they're not getting the truth. That's one of the reasons why everybody's dynamic is somewhat unique. I have a situation where me and my wife, we're grandparents. So that means we have grandchildren. See, so right. In our dynamic, we discuss how we work with our children. You hear me talk about it all the time. On our grandchildren when we can. A lot of times, the people we want to understand may never wake up. So that's where you have to make the decision on where you stand in reference to whether they do or they don't. Because, see, you can kick your foot against a rock. But if the rock don't move, all you're going to do is break your toe or something. But sooner or later, you're going to kick the dust from your feet and move on. Because as they begin to wake up, they know where to go. That's why you have to be very understanding about, very discerning about who you tell what to in reference to your personal kit, your personal, so should I say, grab and go bag. You don't want everybody to know who your group is, where your group's located, what you're putting aside, because they're going to come to you. So in doing this, we got to put the word out as best we can. A lot of people in America don't know that just a month ago, 140 nations had a day of march against Sandoz all around the world. But you didn't hear about it on American news. You see, these are the type of things that we have to tap into so that we can expose what is going on to those people who have become victim of the system of normalization. And I spoke about normalcy last night. So it's everybody's responsibility to designate themselves the leader of what their idealism is. And then when we can come up with a show and a time, that we can all make sure that we do the proper footwork, the propagandizing, in order for other people to understand not only the message but the purpose of the show, so they will feel free to pick up their phone and call in. See it as an avenue to grow by instead of being victimized by our our normalcy, because our normalcy will kill us. If you do not do nothing, you will die. There's no question about that.
Brother David. We got to go to a commercial break. Hold on. Just hold on, because I want to bring you back after the break. Hey, everyone. What Brother Davis is talking about, Scotty has already had the platform built, and it's new to a lot of you here, is BTR Community. We, you know, that's one of the avenues that it's already built in. Scotty is put infrastructure in. It's just like Facebook. It's going to grow beyond Facebook. And let me tell you why it's going to be so important. Because it has the intention of goodwill, and it is a benevolent energy. Facebook is malevolent to the core, and we all know that. And so Brother Davis and myself, Doc, and all of you are going to come together with Scotty and do some things, because together there is no land that we can't take to be the land of milk and honey for us. Listen, we got to go to a commercial break. We're going to come back, get back to the calls. We're going to go right back to Brother Davis. Then we're going to continue the show. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 5490-32-POUND. Listen to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. It's Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 5490-32-POUND. Doing that for memory. I forgot real quick. So we got Brother Davis. I want Brother Davis to finish his thought. And if you have a question or comment, definitely give us a call. We're going to get back to these two articles. It's critical that we know. One of the things that we want to do here at Tando is bring you information for you to start to research and vet for yourself. Then there needs to be a forum that we start to collectively have the solutions for things. And that's what I think is critical for us to have. And that's critical for you to engage in. So let's go back to Brother Davis. Brother Davis, you were making some great points. And I didn't mean that, you know, the commercial had come up. We had to cut in because of the commercial, but we're back here. And go ahead and finish what it is and hold on to, you know, if you'd like to comment later on with some things, definitely jump in and make your energy known, my brother. Go ahead.
Thank you, brother. I received that. And listen, I want to also let you know that this is only going to work if we get behind it. That means that everybody takes their personal responsibility to do something that's an attribute to the whole. And one of the things I want to point out to you, not to rag you or nothing, but I don't ask you to do anything I wouldn't do myself. I did not know what Scotty had planned. Me and Scotty have never conversed about this idea in this manner. But yet and still, he is using his vision to bring to fruition something that is a need for us, not only as a people, but as a community. Because every community can build on the information they get from the show that we're trying to put together. So let me encourage you, one, get your I Support Black Radio Station, Black Talk Radio Matter shirts, because that is what's called street advertisement. That is going to be seen all over, and people are going to be curious enough to say, well, what does it mean? Where is it at? How do I get to it? It's happened to me, I'm telling you, from personal experience, one. Two, how can Scotty continue to operate in the visions that he's doing, working out of his own resources, when if we come together as a collaboration and give our pittance, that he will have a whole and more to work with? We have to understand the value that he brings to our circumstance now. There is no other radio channel that is doing what Scotty is doing right now. So we have to keep him viable. So listen, let me get in this. I'll step in the back room and listen. If there's any way I add or can help, I'll definitely be available.
Definitely, definitely. Brother Davis, as always, wise words from Brother Davis, as usual. So, so true. Scotty, you there?
Yes,
okay.
I'm here.
Hey, Scotty, you know, with Brother Davis, we were talking about putting some things together. And, you know, we all have busy schedules, you know, Doc, you know, all of the listeners. And so we have, you developed this Black Talk Radio Network community, which you just, you know, for our listeners, because I know it's you know, they can search it now, but it's still relatively new and we're still just building it. And no matter what, we are totally committed to this. Could you tell us quickly about Black Talk Radio, BTR, capital B, T, capital T, capital R, community, you know,
yes,
what it is and what's it for? Go ahead, Scotty.
Well, for years, I'm, you know, on this station and some of the independent stations that operate through Black Talk Radio Network, for years we've been hearing, you know, whether we're talking about Facebook or we're talking about anything else, when it comes to our group of human beings on this planet, and you know, we refer to ourselves however we want to, but you know, just for clarity, Black people, I call them Black people. I'm Black and I'm proud. All right. But they have always said, we need our own this, we need our own that. We need not be dependent on these other groups because they are prospering while we are standing still. And so, you know, Black people for a long time been saying we need our own this and that. And so, you know, you mentioned on one of your programs about you wanted to get off Facebook. It's not secure in terms, you call it Facebook because of the intelligence services that operate, the alphabet boys, we'll call them, that operate on that platform. I read an article the other day that claims that Facebook is CIA founded. I shared an article on community.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Again, that's
Operation Keyhole.
Yeah, Operation Keyhole, where now they are telling you, we're digging through your personal messages. You okay? They telling you. They're saying that, well, we're doing this so that we can get more data so that we can sell you more stuff. But it's more than just about you know, marketing products to you, and you better believe that. But just the audacity of them. But again, people say, well, Facebook is free. No, it ain't free. That's costing you your personal privacy. It's just costing you in ways you don't even realize, and in ways that I did not realize. Okay. And so, you know, this is my solution to the problem or the request. It works just like Facebook, very similar to Facebook. We will be rolling out more features as we acquire more resources, like uploading videos and being able to stream live video right there. The infrastructure is already in place. So, you know, but it's more, I feel like, to me, Dave, it's more intimate than Facebook. I feel like it's more intimate. And so, you know, that's what it is. It's an extension. Now, this is the other vision. When I first started Black Talk Media Project and founded it as a nonprofit media organization, I was working off the vision that Malcolm X gave to me, that media is the most powerful entity on the face of the planet. It controls the minds of the masses. And so then I also was frustrated by the lack of real radio, because I've been listening to talk radio for decades now, but every time you try to call in with some truth, they cutting you off. They're hanging up on you.
Yep.
You know, if you ain't going along with the program of the system, they ain't trying to hear from you and they ain't trying to let you talk. Okay. So that's, and that was another reason I did not like being cut off. I was on somebody else's platform that don't look like us, called Blog Talk Radio. I created a program on there called Black Talk Radio, and then people just felt threatened just by the name. Why are you calling this Black Talk Radio? What's wrong with you? You're a racist and all this and that. So they suspended me for a week, and then that is when I put my skills to work and I built Black Talk Radio. It looks a lot different than what we first, when we first launched, okay, and so now I'm looking at, okay, we ask people for donations and things of that, and we have, you know, a very dedicated group of people who donate. I'm very appreciative of those who have donated, but I'm going to keep it real. Thus far this year, we've only raised $2,000. That is not going to help us expand our operations, let alone maintain it as people continue to listen to the station or visit the platform. This all costs money. All right. So I was like, okay, if I make the new community a subscriber-based community instead of just, you know, letting any and everybody come in with the aims of having 1 million people, then I can go to advertisers and say, hey, I got 1 million people on this free site, and so, you know, y'all want to advertise and all of that. So I was like, no, you know, I remember how Marcus Garvey did the great works that he did by selling subscriptions to his newsletter or newspaper. I remember the Nation of Islam, Elijah Muhammad, helped fund their organization through the sale of newspapers. I remember how Black Panther Party created all of these survival programs with the sale of their national newspaper, okay? And so I was saying, okay, if we can just get people to see the value in what we're doing, the value in the integrity of our social media network, which will never data mine you, because we ain't looking to sell you nothing and we ain't looking to enslave you. So what we need to be data mining on our members for, all right, they are, this is subscriber base. And so, you know, $1 a week, $5 a month, or $24 a year, which breaks down to 50 cents a week. We ain't looking to unite with everybody. Everybody is not going to be down with our program because they down with the other people program, or even if they don't know it. Right. If we can just, like, for example, Marcus Garvey, the great works that he did not have millions of Black people supporting him and buying his newspaper so he could start the different chapters of the UNIA and start the business that he started. You know, it was only estimated $500,000, $500,000. All right. I have set a modest goal of 100,000 members in 1 year. Okay. So that would come out to, in the very least, if we had 100,000 at $24 a year, that's $2.4 million a year budget. Do you know how much we could do with that? And then it would only grow as we expand our media operations and have a physical presence in these communities that we broadcast into or hope to broadcast to. So I'm looking at this I'm looking at BTR community as the answer to a number of problems that people have raised, and thank you for allowing me to share that.
You know what? Hold on, Scotty. You know, our internet. We had a storm again. My internet went out. I know there's another caller that's in queue, but hold on, Scotty. Let's take that other caller. But there's something that couple of things that you said is more intimate than Facebook. Yes, and it's more necessary than Facebook. Facebook needed you. This is where we need BTR. It's a big difference. Facebook needed you to exploit you. We, BTR, you need BTR to actually come together with collective prudence. When Scotty, when we get the million and 2 million, look at how it's going to benefit you. It's going to benefit you by business. Guess what? You need a job or an employer that is not following the policies and procedure of this organization and that organization with its absence of our overall way in doing and thinking in life. Here it is. There's so many things. You can start your business. There are so many avenues with this that we really need to talk about. So, but Scotty, I want to, if you could pull up that caller, because I can't log back into the
You got a lot of callers on the board, man. That's
It's from the bottom under Brother Davis. It's a 701 was that I saw.
And then there's another one after that one. So the first one is 701. Your mic is unmuted.
Yes, hello. Thank you, David. Wonderful show. I want to bring something to everyone's attention. There's a couple of things. The first one is
that
Hunter's. Now, this is what they're saying: New York City, London, San Francisco, and cities like that have become too expensive for ordinary people to work in. Okay, and now in San Francisco, they are turning Hunter's Point Naval Shipyard in San Francisco into a town for 40,000 people, lower income employees of Silicon Valley. It would have libraries, childcare centers, and a neighborhood museum, you know, a concentration camp for the poor people.
Yes, I saw that, sister. Yes.
Yes, and you know, it's built by the exact same person who they selected, that famous architect, David Adjaye, who also is the one that who built the new African-American Museum in Washington, D.C. He's the one that did this. He's also building projects. He's building new projects all over the country, and they built a new one in Sugar Hill. And so I want to bring that to people's attention. They're already building concentration camps. They're already building a city within San Francisco to put the poor people.
Yes, they
are. This is going on already. Another thing I want to point out, do you remember in 2014, the Pope and all the so-called religious leaders globally got together for the Human Rights Amendment Act of 2014? Do you remember that?
Yes. Yes, I do.
What happened? And it was supposed to abolish slavery, global slavery. And if you read it, it's so extensive. All the things that people are being deprived of, they're going to correct. And everybody, well, not everyone, but Pope Francis being especially a Jesuit, he was supposed to, certain people thought that this was really going to be enforced. It's like it has just faded out the picture, or was it just a distraction or a trick? Because it's the opposite. It's the opposite. It's gotten worse. His plan was to do whatever he was supposed to do in 5 years, correct?
Yes,
now,
it was.
Do you recall, they called them the Illuminati, et cetera, but they had a plan to get rid of so many millions of people within 5 years. Remember?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, ma'am. I didn't want to interrupt you. Go ahead.
And so this is why I'm bringing this up. Now, they're throwing so many red herrings in the way. I know people, they just thought that was the most wonderful thing. Now, regardless that Pope Francis and Pope Benedict were child molesters and murderers and conducted rituals in Canada with all those mass graves of the little children, right? But they thought
you're absolutely right. Benedict was in Hitler's youth, and Francis is a Jesuit, which is the assassination branch of the Vatican. Go ahead, sister.
Exactly. And so, Ben, I'm saying also, you know, what has happened? You haven't heard anything else. They show you this of all these global leaders, and they're supposed to have done all this. You pull up this, and they have all these things they're going to do. No, it's been the opposite. It's been the exact opposite. Now, he's supposed to have 3 more years to have done, and I don't, you know, what you're seeing is a complete reversal. And so that has been on my mind a great deal. So those are the things I wanted to bring up, because also I brought up the architect, because he's become extremely famous now. And he's also putting up projects, and he's doing all these things. I said, projects? And he's also putting up another slavery museum in Ghana, his country. And then he turns around, he's doing projects, and he's working on this city for poor people to live in, separate, in San Francisco. And also, I don't know where you live, but other places, have you noticed the influx of Africans? They're the new workforce. It's like, and they're from Bhutan as well, and coming from Iran, but there's so many Africans. In certain states, like North Dakota and Minnesota, it's full of
Minnesota,
Somalia.
North Dakota and Minnesota, yes. You're absolutely right. And in the Northwest.
Yes. And that is, and here's what, there's a new workforce because they're killing off the Moors. And another thing, since I'm on the subject, you're talking about the countries are going to take over, they're calling in the debt. What happened to the debt that America had to the Moors? They never paid that off. Doesn't the Moors still own, don't we still own this? And they're still selling seats illegally. Those are our seats. They're not even citizens of this country. So everything they're doing is illegal here. So, I mean, what has happened? I mean, they didn't pay off that large debt. They had that large debt since when? Since when? Who borrowed the money? Was it Washington or Jefferson when they borrowed that money from the Moroccans?
Oh,
they've been
the
in debt more since then, huh?
That actually goes back to actually a part of it was used to fund for the Revolutionary War, and it was even extensive past then when they wanted to actually. When they started to get the Continental Convention of Congress together, which they're doing again right now.
Brother Dave, just want to remind you, before you run out of time, you still have another caller.
Okay. So, sister, I just want to thank you because you're absolutely right. The Agenda 21 program is very strong. And this is, and everything that they're saying, they actually give this. They tell you everything if you just learn their language. They tell you what they're going to do. That 5-year plan that Francis was talking about, in my opinion, was the extension of the overall global enslavement and the agenda to start the global war to ensure what they're going to do through Trans-Pacific Partnership. It's the fascist state where the people work for corporations and the corporations become the edicts of all decisions globally. Great, great call, sister. Thank you. Keep listening. Call back. We got to talk again. Let's go to the next caller.
Area code 609, your mic is open.
Greetings to you, Brother Scotty. Greetings to you, Brother Dave. This is Ross and to all the other callers. How you doing?
Brother Ross, go ahead, brother.
Yes, sir. I wanted to just piggyback off of what the sister brought up. What she's describing in great detail is what Dr. Marimba Ani calls rhetorical ethics. And we discussed the fact that one of the main operating systems, I would say the DNA of white supremacy, is deception. And what rhetorical ethics is when white people give you the impression that they care about you and that they're going to do something to assist you, and the real objective is to really do a sleight of hand where they're continuing their criminal racist activity in a way that you're not able to consciously perceive. And that if you look at it, that's their entire way of being. So whenever white, and I was going to bring this up because if you think about it, all of the things that they've developed is really, they're really insurgent products that are presented as beneficent. So like when you first started to have computers put in cars, the whole premise of that was to improve the driving experience, to give the driver more control, for better safety, all of this stuff. Now we're at the point where they're able to, you know, stop your brakes from working electronically by hacking into your car and literally have you kill yourself and make it look like it was an accident. So you look at the cell phone. It was a military product first before it was released to the public. It was presented as something really positive to get rid of basically having to use payphones, correct? Now you're looking at it, and it's all about radiation and how this radiation is causing testicular cancer and breast cancer and brain tumors and all of this stuff. So anything they create that they call technology is nothing less than the refinement of white supremacy and a rhetorical ethic towards their destruction in some manner or another. The other thing I wanted to speak about was just, first I want to say thank you to Scotty and thank you to Dave, because the brilliance of the BTR online community, I literally got off online in 2007, and nobody believed me when I was on Facebook. I was very well known on Facebook because I write, and I'm a writer, and I do a bunch of other things. And when I got offline, I said, I'm never dealing with any of their social media products ever. And the reason why is because I understand what I'm dealing with. I'm literally giving myself to the enemy, and all the stuff that I was posting and the conversations I was having, I was under heavy scrutiny. And myself and my family started to go through some things, both online, on phone calls with people, and even in public. So understanding these things, my codification said, don't mess with their stuff. So when Scotty came up with this, there was no way that I was not going to jump on board to be able to talk to other like-minded people in an environment that was safe and protected, and I actually posted that on the site. What we don't understand, I think a lot of us, is the fact that you want a safe environment where other like-minded black people can sit and have discussions about things that are important to us without that input, without being scrutinized, without being put on some terrorist watch list. And essentially, that's what Scotty's creating. So we're literally asking for these things. We're having regular discussions about these things, and we now have an opportunity to do so. Imagine being able to like Scotty said, if he had a 500,000 people at $24 a year, and people are able to now get jobs. Imagine being able to work for someone who looks like you, who's not going to put you through the crap that white supremacists put you through to get a job. They're not going to stress you the heck out. You're going to be able to do what you want to do and like what you do and like the person you're doing it for and the people that you're serving, which are your own people. There's such a bigger picture to what Scotty is and all of the brothers on Dr. Hawkins. All of these people are really trying to move us in the direction of self-sufficiency and a global Pan-African connection with other black people where we can share technologies and share resources so that we can survive what they're about to drop on us. And if we really take a serious look at this, this is something that everybody should jump on. I mean, 50 cents a day, come on. Like, seriously, like, just to have the opportunity
50 cents a week.
To communicate with
50 cents a week, not a day.
No, a week, excuse me, a week. And I'm just, that's even, come on, like, seriously, like, just to be able to have that sort of a platform is something that has never been done before. It is literally like the spook who sat by the door, but in real life. And this is stuff that we can facilitate to help ourselves in a way that I think most people are not seeing the bigger picture, but I saw the bigger picture immediately. And this platform is the only platform I belong to, and it'll probably be the only one I belong to simply because of the way that it is set up and who is actually facilitating it.
Right.
So I just wanted to just put that advertisement out for Scotty, just to let you know it's really real. Dr. Hawkins, I've dealt with him in regards to the Colloidal Solutions. This brother's phenomenal, and every time I talk to him, he's just a treasure trove of knowledge and one of our greatest modern scientists that's doing the work right now. So I mean, we really have to start supporting our people that are doing things. None of us are rich. I'm not rich either, but we have to really try our best to strive to do these things because it's important for our global collective survival. Thank you so much, and I'll mute my line.
And you know what? Hold on, Rod. And you know, it's really important that we support ourselves. That's the key to this whole thing.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you know, it's very easy to rock a boat when you're not busy rowing it. And we need to start rowing the boat for ourselves. And this is a great opportunity in order for us to do that. Regardless of what the agenda is, the conspiracy agenda outside of us are, we can actually defeat it by having a different agenda. Imagine how your talents will blossom and flower when you are doing something that's sincere to you and to everything else around you. You're a totally different person, totally different energy. And this is what's so needed. So, you're going to say something, Rod? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, this is one of the ways we can start divesting from their system. Just like when the Black Panthers had the community watch where black people did not have to call police to come and murder us, and we are paying their taxes for them to kill us, and then we're paying the taxes to... paying the salaries of these judges and these other corrupt officials that let these killer cops get off. Like, we have to start divesting, and that's a way of divesting from their media where we can tell our own stories and we can tell the truth. If something happens in a part of the country where one of our listeners live, they can tell us what's going on, and you compare what they're telling you firsthand versus what you're seeing on the Cerebral Naive Network or one of them other networks. These are the types of things we need to do because it's really about us divesting. And it's a slow process, but it's a process where you start to do it, and eventually you'll start to see a shift in a way that we probably can't even imagine. So this is
exactly
the
right
investment. Yeah, let's divest with the media first. Social media, radio media, television, whatever it is, let's start making those decisions and really, like Scotty said, see the importance of what these things are. See the look 20, 100, 200, 500 years in advance, which is what white people are doing and have been doing to us for the last 2,000 years. Let's start looking ahead. We're so busy, we've been beaten to the point and abused to the point where we only see right in front of our noses, and we only worry about the next bill. And in reality, we have to start thinking of future generations, like Dave said, those are future generations we have not yet named. We have to start literally creating a space where we leave the world in a better place for our descendants than it was left for us. And that is something that goes back to the very first African ancestors. That is who we are as a people. We are communal-centric people. Let's start doing that, and let's support each other, because supporting Scotty is supporting yourself. Supporting Dave is supporting yourself. Supporting Dr. Hawkins is supporting yourself. Supporting people who are doing the right thing by you and they have your best interests at heart is doing something for the person in the mirror. And like Dr. John Henry Clark has always said, and I love that man, he said, if you look in the mirror and the person you see staring back at you, you're not able to smile at that person, then you have no friends, because the only people we have is us. And let's start really understanding that and putting that to work. Thank you so much.
So true, so true. All right, everyone. Great, great show. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Part two of this will be tomorrow. And then we will also do the 96-hour margin call. We need to do some other things. We need to take a look at some things that's going on. And we need to actually start to energize our own direction. You listen to Tando Radio Show. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Peace, much love, and much respect.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.